Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, where we're all about reclaiming your focus and kicking those addictive tendencies to the curb. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: building healthy coping mechanisms. Ever feel like you're constantly reaching for that quick dopamine hit? Maybe it's scrolling through social media, binge-watching a show, or even just grabbing another cup of coffee when stress hits. Don't worry, you're not alone. We all have those moments, but it's about learning healthier ways to manage those tough feelings without falling into those addictive traps. Listen, life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. But how we react to those curveballs can make all the difference. Think of coping mechanisms as your mental toolbox. You need a variety of tools to handle different situations. We're talking about strategies that help you navigate stress, anxiety, boredom, or even just plain old frustration without resorting to unhealthy habits. First up, let's talk mindfulness. Ever heard the phrase "be present"? It sounds simple, but it's powerful stuff. Mindfulness means paying attention to the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like taking a mental break from all the noise in your head. There are tons of ways to practice. Try meditation apps, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few minutes to sit outside and soak up the sun. It's like hitting that reset button on your brain. Next, we've got physical activity. You know that feeling after a good workout? That rush of endorphins is real. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a fantastic stress reliever and mood booster. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the gym, or even just going for a walk in nature. Let's not forget the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, we need that sense of belonging. Reach out to friends and family, join a club, volunteer, anything that helps you build meaningful relationships. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Sharing your feelings with someone you trust can make a world of difference. Creativity is another amazing coping mechanism. Think painting, writing, playing music, building something, whatever sparks your imagination. It's like giving your brain a playground to explore and express itself. Plus, the sense of accomplishment you feel when you finish a creative project is truly rewarding. Finally, remember self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about prioritizing your well-being in all aspects of life, physical, mental, and emotional. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, take breaks when you need them, and say no to things that drain you. You deserve to feel good. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're sitting at your desk, staring at that never-ending pile of work, feeling overwhelmed. Your mind is racing, thoughts are jumbled, and that urge to just scroll through social media is overwhelming. But hold on. Remember what we talked about today. You can choose a different path. Take a few deep breaths, try a quick mindfulness exercise, or even just step away from your desk for a few minutes and go for a walk. Get those endorphins flowing, clear your head, and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle that work with a renewed sense of focus. So there you have it, 5 powerful coping mechanisms to help you navigate life's ups and downs without falling prey to those addictive tendencies. Remember, building healthy habits takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. You've got this. Now go out there and make me proud. Share your thoughts on today's episode, what coping mechanisms work best for you. Let's keep the conversation going on social media using #DopamineDamageControl. See you in the next episode, where we'll be diving into another area of this amazing journey towards a more focused and fulfilling life. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and keep chasing those dopamine-free dreams.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.